This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters appear poised to approve local tax programs to slow down climate change and protect against wildfires. CPR's Miguel Otarola has more.
Unofficial results show Boulder voters are overwhelmingly supporting an updated climate tax that raises over $2.5 million more each year to make homes more energy efficient and reduce wildfire risk. Jonathan Cohen is the city's director of climate initiatives.
You know, a plurality of our respondents wanted the city to know that addressing the impacts of climate change is one of the most important issues facing the city of Boulder.
A ballot measure to increase taxes in Boulder County by $11 million for wildfire mitigation is also likely to pass. And in Denver, voters appear likely to let the city keep additional revenue from a sales tax increase for climate initiatives. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
An equity group from Washington State is hoping to expand on data from district attorneys in Colorado that highlights how prosecutors handle cases. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Prosecutors representing more than half the state's population recently released new data that showed racial biases in how they offer plea deals, who gets probation, and other disparities. Prison reform advocate Anthony Powers visited students at the University of Denver to discuss a similar program that he founded. It's called the American Equity and Justice Group, and their data goes a bit further than what DAs unveiled here. The public can click on any judge's name and see how sentencing is handled based on race, gender, and other factors. The group would need at least $700,000 to launch the website here. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. That includes the latest updates on Colorado's election results. Coming up next, we're going to listen to Here and Now.